Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kozora. The Steelers and Browns come into this game with nearly identical strategies. Run the ball, possess the ball, play great defense. Each team pinning their hopes on making this a 13-10 type of game with the goal of being on the 13 side of things. And that's the most likely way this showdown is going to end up. We know it'll be defensively dominated. But one of these offenses is going to have to make a play, and that may be literal, just one. The splash touchdown that proves to be the difference, the third down conversion in the final 2 minutes to salt away the clock, the pass that gets a team in field goal range with time almost out. Will it be Cleveland and rookie quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson? The Steelers defense has an obvious edge here, but they're missing key defensive names, and DTR's mobility is a real asset that could frustrate. For Pittsburgh, their run game is on track as well as it has been all season, and there's still talent on the outside with the hopeful addition of tight end Pat Freiermuth over the middle. The Browns defense is stingy, but Pittsburgh hit them for a 71-yard touchdown in that first matchup back in Week 2. Of course, maybe it really will be the defense that puts all the points on the board, as the Steelers did in Week 2 with a pair of defensive scores. But I gotta think at the end of this one, while the defense will dominate and headline the Monday conversation, we'll be talking about that one play either offense made to come out on top. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Ryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.